And in Lebanon today, a U.S. official arrived for an unexpected visit. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State David Welch held talks with Lebanon's prime minister and also was to meet with the Speaker of Lebanon's parliament. The visit coincides with intensive international efforts, as we said, to end 4 weeks of fighting between Israel and Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group. Israel's ground offensive intensified in the south. Israel also continued its air assaults on targets around the country. One Israeli airstrike leveled a building in the Bekaa Valley, reportedly killing 6 people. It happened at a town called Mashgara, where a local Hezbollah leader appears to have been the target. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from Beirut.
As the sun rises over Beirut, Murtada Fahad is in an exhausted daze. He's hardly had any sleep since Monday night. That's when the Israelis bombed his neighborhood, flattening 2 apartment blocks just 10 minutes' drive from central Beirut. For most of the hours since that attack, he's been rummaging through a giant mound of rubble, fishing out the remains of men, women, and children. Fahad works for the local municipality. He says today he'll continue the search.
We must work here today, yes, we must. There is a body inside here. About 12 persons, I think.
So far, he says, 39 bodies have been found. He and everyone else here insists they were all civilians. Some of them were people who'd fled from the war zone in Lebanon south to these streets, a Shiite neighborhood, but not one controlled by Hezbollah. Its loyalties, in fact, lie with Amal, another Shiite political and paramilitary group. The search was still going on after dark yesterday, but then this happened. Another Israeli bomb, one which, says rescue worker Khalid Kanj, gave everyone digging at the site a terrifying jolt and brought down half a building overlooking it.
It's huge. Very close and huge.
The search was called off for the night. In fact, the bomb landed about a mile away, destroying an empty high-rise apartment block. Unlike Monday's attack, it hit an almost deserted Hezbollah neighborhood. This war is estimated to have killed about 1,000 people in Lebanon, mostly civilians. Now the Lebanese government's making a fresh move to secure peace, an offer to dispatch 15,000 army troops to South Lebanon, along with UN-sponsored forces, so long as Israeli forces withdraw. Hezbollah, which would also have to leave the south, has evidently agreed to go along with this. Rami Khoury, columnist for Lebanon's Daily Star newspaper, says the proposal is significant.
I think what the Lebanese government is doing is showing its serious intent. More importantly, it's showing that Hezbollah and the Lebanese government are actually working together.
The issue is whether Hezbollah will cooperate. Lebanon's army is low on equipment and on combat experience, yet some people here believe it is up to the job. People like architect Yves Gasson, who was to be found, among hundreds of others, engaged in the now daily ritual of lining up to fill their cars with gas.
They can make security to the south of Lebanon. They have a great man in the army, the military army. They can do the job. They have the power to do it.
Like gas, such optimism's in short supply in Lebanon, drained by 4 weeks of war. Further down the same line, a woman who gives her name only as Marie is in despair.
It's like a huge nightmare, and it's just not ending, and just started, and till now, really, I can't believe that this is happening. It's like a computer game, and all of them are enjoying their time, while people are dying here. That's all.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Beirut.